let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Redemption Lost, The Beginning of the End by R. Michael Richard, tells the tale of historic events through fiction, exploiting what he considers a hole in history. The descendants of King Solomon's firstborn by the Queen of Sheba vanish for 400 years. R. Michael's fictitious world speculates why and how the heirs to the throne of Solomon and Kingdom of Sheba exist and operate today. R. Michael was born of mixed race during the Civil Rights Movement, struggled with identity issues much of his young life. He served as a missionary 11 years afterward in the United States Army for 14 more, studied at many technical schools and colleges, eventually earning a medical certificate, a B.S. in psychology, M.A. in education. His tumultuous upbringing in the ghettos of Los Angeles and training as an embedded missionary color his views of the world, religion, and politics. R. Michael Richard, author of Redemption Lost, The Beginning of the End, is our guest on This Week in America. R. Michael, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
I love what you've done with this book. I'm going to talk about, was there anything in particular, circumstance, event, that propelled you, inspired you to write this book? Where did this idea come from?
Well, actually, you know, I was doing some studying while I was doing my master's for leadership. I was thinking about different leaders around the world, and in happenstance, I came across King Solomon and Queen of Sheba and started looking into their lineage and, found this, what I call a hole in history where I couldn't trace their lineage anymore. And I thought, wow, this is interesting. And I started speculating, what would it be like if they were here today, and what would they be like, you know? And I thought about some of the experiences that I had and the observations that I made when I was working as a missionary. There are a lot of innocent people in the church, in the Christian church, and I assume in all churches that aren't familiar with different aspects of sexuality and exploring those issues, and sometimes get trapped in a place they're unfamiliar with. They think flirtation is innocent. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I should expose that, because not all flirtation is innocent, and it can lead down a path that most people don't realize exists if they continue. So all of that together, I started thinking about it and writing, and that's what came out. The book just kind of evolved from there.
The book is Redemption Lost, The Beginning of the End. R. Michael Richard is the author. Book available at the usual places. We'll direct you to stratton-press.com. Let's talk about the writing process when you put this together, because you really had to come up with the story, to develop that story. What was the writing process like in going about putting the story, making it come to life?
You know, that's the interesting thing. The story just wrote itself. I'm a very visual person, so my imagination goes pretty wild, and I just try to write down what I see in my imagination. I see the world in movies, you know, pictures.
Yes.
And I just try to write descriptive, you know, language as to what I see. And for this book, it was not so much what I saw, but what I heard. A lot of dialogue. It started off as nothing but dialogue. And then I had to go back. I have friends read it for me, tell me what they thought about it, and they would give me some feedback. And so I started basically putting flesh to the bones, because the dialogue is pretty much the bones. It drives the story. But then I started filling in, you know, where are these people? What are they like? You know, what's the atmosphere around them? All the things that a lot of people like, the color. Me, I'm sort of black and white. The dialogue's enough for me, but most people like color.
Well, and the dialogue is captivating. The reviews are excellent for the book Redemption Lost, The Beginning of the End. How long did this take you from the time you got the idea until completion? How long was this? You're laughing now. How long was this process?
I'm almost ashamed to say it. It's about 12, 13 years.
Wow. And you persevered.
I put it down. Some of the issues in the book were difficult for me, coming from a traditional Christian background. A lot of the material was very difficult for me to write. And there's a point where I actually just stopped writing because it was so difficult for me to process, wondering if I should even write about it. And but the story wouldn't go away. It just kept nagging at me. So I would write through the different issues, and then after I wrote through them, I just put them aside, and the rest of the story just kept going. And I just continued to write and write and write. And the story's not over. It's a beginning of a series of books, because I figured nobody's going to want to read a 1,000-page book from a first-time author.
Well, and it's interesting because the story is going to continue, and that's good for the people who have read it that have wanted more and saying, boy, we love this author. We would like to read more from him. And you mentioned that you're going to have more books coming. Are you pleased with the final copy? Redemption Lost, a lot of years put into this. This is the cornerstone of the story that you're telling. Are you pleased with the final copy?
Actually, I am the kind of guy that always wants things to be better. So every time I read it, I see little things that I think could have been better. And I'm always wondering, how could I have made that better? I'm satisfied with the work as it is. I think I think it'll be entertaining for those who read it. I think they'll enjoy it. I do. I enjoy it. But as an author, I just always want things to be the best that I can make them. And I realize that at some point I've got to stop say, okay, that's enough, you know? And that's what I did with this book. I said, okay, you need to just stop. Is it good? Do you think people enjoy it? Are your points made? The story that you wanted to tell, did you tell it, you know? And is it poignant? Are you getting out the things that you really want people to grasp from the story? And I said, you know, yeah, I've done all that. So the process, the format, you know, I can get very technical, but the story is there, and I think people will enjoy it.
You mentioned, did you get the point across you want the people to grasp? Let's talk about that. What do you hope readers take away from reading Redemption Lost?
Oh, wow, there's a whole world of things. There's no one point.
Yes.
Beginning at the very beginning, a lot of young people start off from high school and they're going into college and they don't realize the kind of world that they're about to get into. And they get into a world of flirtations, most times innocently so, and they don't realize where that can lead them. And that rabbit hole can get pretty dark, depending on the people that they're surrounded by and their upbringing. So I explore that, and I hope that when they read that, they'll understand that it's not about the content as much as it's about the intent. And the intent is to make young people aware and to be careful with their decision-making process and not to allow their emotions to get the best of them.
Is any of this autobiographical?
You know, I think if you ask any author if their work is autobiographical, they have to be honest to say yes. If they were honest, they'd say yes. I mean, because we draw from life experience. If you're asking me if I had the same kind of experience as some of the characters in my book, it doesn't directly reflect my personal experience, no. But you can't write what you don't know. You can't write what you haven't observed or what you haven't experienced. So I've got to say, in some ways, some of the characters, male or female, they draw from my own experience, from my own emotions, from my own idiosyncrasies. So, in some ways it is. But for the most part, it's a fictional novel.
The book is written by our guest, R. Michael Richard. It's Redemption Lost, The Beginning of the End. I love the title that like gets your attention right away, Redemption Lost. How did the title come about?
Well, just like what you said, I wanted to get people's attention, and I thought about what would be a good title. The beginning of the story is going to be told in the next book, and it's about the Queen of Sheba and her experience with King Solomon and what happens with the, you know, with Israel after King Solomon's son comes back and leaves with the Ark of the Covenant. And everyone mourns. If you look at history and the stories that were told, the whole city just mourns. There's a wail that goes out and echoes through the city. And they don't even realize why, but it's because the Ark is gone. Zion has left. And everyone feels this emotional pain because of it. It's like they're all that would redeem them has just left, and they've lost it all, and that's where it came from.
As you were working on Redemption Lost, The Beginning of the End by R. Michael Richard, talk about the research that went into this. And I'm thinking about advice, asking other people as the chapters progressed, and I think you alluded to that maybe before in talking with others. Did you consult with other people, advice from them as you were putting the book together?
Very limited. I consulted with people that I trusted, and unfortunately, many of them had as much trouble with the content in the beginning as I did, and they didn't have many positive things to say about it, so I had to be careful not to allow them to affect my decisions to actually write the book. I wrote it prayerfully, thought to myself, is it worth writing first? And my answer to that was, yes, it's worth writing. All the lessons in the book are worth telling. So from there, I just continued to write. But there was a point where I had to stop asking people about anything and then just go with my own.
Just do it yourself. Yes. Well, that's what brought about the whole book was, the instinct and staying with you over those years when you sort of put it in the back of your mind. And took a few years, but you got the book published. It's Redemption Lost, The Beginning of the End, R. Michael Richard. You'll find it at Amazon. I'll direct you to stratton-press.com. Interested in the process as you're putting this together, outline, did you start with the names of the chapters and go from there? Or how did you go about putting the content together?
You know, this book is the first book that actually told its own story. Other books that I've written, I had an outline, a table of contents that I would start with, and then I'd go from there and sort of fill in the blanks, like a big, long book report. But this book is different. It's my first attempt at creative writing at fiction, and I simply just wrote what I saw. There's this movie that was going on in my head, and I tried to describe that movie as best I could.
What was it like? This is a 12, 13-year process, you said. When you finished, you wrote the final sentence, you're like, okay, I'm done with this. What was the feeling like when I finished? It took a while, but I finished this, and I'm proud of it.
I got to say, I don't have that experience. I didn't write the last sentence and then say, okay, I'm finished, I'm proud of it. I wrote the last sentence and said, is this where I should I leave it here, or should I go further? Should I continue writing, or all the rest of the story, should I add to what I have here, or is this a place where I cut it off? I mean, there was conflict. It wasn't just a simple, oh, good, I finally told the story, now I'm done. The story it's only begun. The story has only begun to be told, and it's like scratching the scratch of the scratch of the surface.
You know, when will the other books be out? You're working on them now, or working on one now?
I have a lot of them in my head. The characters, and there's some characters that I have not even introduced in this book. It wasn't apropos for me to introduce them in the book, but there are some characters that I already have a book written about. There's also the sequel to this one directly that I've begun writing about. Most of it's in my head. some of it's on paper. You know, I take notes from time to time, but like I said, I have this vivid imagination of what's taking place and what's going on. And it's easy for me to remember the pictures. So I look at those pictures and I know the characters and I see what's going on and where they're going and where they came from. And so I'll describe, my writing is the description of that. However, there are places where I just write things down. And I'll write notes, I'll write sections of the book, and not in any particular order as they come to me. And so the next book is going to be a little different than what this one was. It's coming to me in pieces.
Well, we'll be watching for that. Our Michael Richard is our guest. His book is Redemption Lost, The Beginning of the End. A couple minutes left in the program, but the time is going by so quickly. I want to just take one of the characters, Daniel Ryder, for example. Talk, and this is not fair to give you a couple minutes to talk about him, but give me some idea of the character, the development of this character, and what we find in following him.
You know, he was a surprise to me. Like I said, the book came as a movie in my head.
Yeah.
And when I saw this kid riding on the back of a lion, escaping a part of Africa that had been pretty much decimated by the Italian armies during World War II. They actually released poisonous gas in the area to kill the people in that region. And this kid happened to get away. His parents saw what was happening, put a note around his neck, and he somehow ended up on the back of a lion, and he rode that lion, and behind him was a trail of all these other African animals that were escaping the gas that was polluting the area. And when they found him, the king that found him decided, you know what, this is what we came here for, let's take this kid and go. And from then on, Daniel Ryder began a process of learning that taught him many, many languages. He knows more than 12 languages. He knows about martial arts and various forms. He's the master fighter of his group. He's the leader of a clandestine kingdom army. He's just an incredible character. Really incredible character, and his development is going to be fascinating to tell.
Well, that's one of many that you will find in R. Michael's book, Redemption Lost, The Beginning of the End, R. Michael Richard. Just another question or so here, and then I'll give you all the information where the book's available, basically wherever books are sold. You're a very talented writer. Would you like to be a full-time writer? You do this so well.
You know, I'd love to do this. This is what I think I love doing. I drive a truck for a living now, as I said to you before off the air. And I like the driving. It's relaxing. I get to spend time in solitude. It's fine for the most part, except today I was driving through the New York area, and that's pretty stressful.
Yes, so, yes.
But for the most part, cross-country, I drive cross-country. It's nice, so... But I'd like to get out of the truck. I've been doing it for a number of years now. I think it's time for me to get out of the truck, and I'm hoping that this will be one of the things that helps me do that. I'd like to spend the rest of my life just writing speaking, different engagements.
I think this is sort of a transitional period for you. The book is receiving excellent reviews. It's Redemption Lost, The Beginning of the End by R. Michael Richard. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. I'll send you to stratton-press.com, and you can log on to our website and actually get more information there, or Google R. Michael Richard. You'll find the book available, again, wherever books are sold. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Fascinated by what you've done with this first book. Looking forward to many more coming out, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about those as well. Thank you for sharing some time with us today.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you calling.
Well, I'm glad I called when you were not going through the New York metropolitan area, so we wouldn't have to hear you.
Yeah, me too. I wasn't taking calls going through that area.
We don't have to hear you dodging traffic, and the language that goes with that is you were going through greater New York. So you're in, I understand, Connecticut now, so it's a little calmer out there. So this is good. Our Michael Richard, our guest, the book is Redemption Lost, The Beginning of the End. You'll find it at stratton-press.com. Information on our website. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.